My name is Dante Williams. I am 36 years old. Today's date is August 18th, 2017. Our location is CRA, and my relationship to the interviewee is advocate.
And my name is Brandon Cannon. I am 37 years old. Today's date is August 18th, 2017. My location is CRA, and my relationship to partner is advocate.
Well, Brandon, thanks a lot for coming in today. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to sit down and talk with us. We have a common interest. We're here interviewing today because, you know, we both have an interest in eliminating the disease from the world and kind of right-sizing things and making sure things get leveled out. But before we get too far into that, the actual meat of the interview, I want you to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, just in general.
Okay, my name is Brandon Cannon. I'm 37 years old. I'm from Detroit, Michigan. I had a pretty good life growing up. I used to work at Ford Motor Company. I got married at 21. I have three children, and I got divorced at 30. I got laid off from Ford, and things went really bad. When things went really bad in my life, I turned to drugs. I ended up losing my wife, losing my job. I'd lost everything, and I ended up going to prison. Really, I'm trying to better myself. I met a girl, and I know if I keep using, I'm not going to be able to keep her. So I'm going to try to clean myself up, get back to work, and you know, just stay positive and stay strong.
So, Brandon, it sounds like you've been through a lot, and it also sounds like, despite what you've been through, you found some purpose and motivation in your life. And, you know, I'm happy to hear that. You know, a lot of times love can be that binding factor that gets you motivated and light a fire under you to get you moving in the right direction.
Most definitely.
So I'm glad you found that. So we talked a little bit earlier. You told me that some time ago you had a diagnosis. Can you tell me a little bit about that diagnosis?
Yeah, I believe actually it was from a tattoo that I got, it was a shock to me. I was really shocked when I found out that the doctor told me I did have Hep C, and, I thought it was the end of the world, but there is solutions and a cure now, so I'm pretty, positive.
Okay. And how long ago was that? When did you...
That was, December of 2013, and it was actually in Cook County Jail that I found out.
Okay. And so when you found out about the hepatitis C diagnosis in Cook County Jail, how did that impact your life?
I was devastated, to be honest. I was already incarcerated, so my life was going nowhere. So, I mean, it was just like one more stone, you know. but it's been a long time since then, and I'm hopeful, so, you know.
Okay. And when they gave you the news about the hepatitis C, what was their approach? How did they deliver it to you?
They just told me straight up, like, they called me down there, said, your blood work came back and you're positive for hepatitis C. I didn't know what to think at first. I didn't know nothing about it. I'm like, so what does that mean? I'm going to die? They're like, no, you know, and they told me about, you know, the cures now and stuff like that. So okay. I'm hopeful.
So did they give you education around how, you know, the way that hepatitis C is transmitted?
Yeah. They gave me the whole paperwork and went through it and answered all my questions and stuff. So
okay, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good that they did that. And so it sounds like the doctors were pretty helpful.
Yeah, they were helpful there. I would say, yeah, definitely. No.
And so after your diagnosis, you said that was in 2013, right? Mm-hmm. So after 2013, have you had any follow up?
Yeah, with Heartland Alliance, I actually, you know, I've had tests done and was following up with it a while. I actually caught another case for stealing to support my drug habit, so I went to prison again. I haven't really done any follow-up in the past 6 months or so, but I need to get back on track with following up, seeing the condition and, you know, what number it's in right now, you know, because last time I was doing really well. I had a really healthy liver, so.
Okay. So you had a recent checkup. Well, you went and followed up with the specialist about, you know, the hepatitis C and your liver. So what did they tell you specifically about at what stage you are, and what did they tell you about treatment options?
Well, with my insurance, they said you basically have to have like cirrhosis of the liver for them to pay for the pill to take, and that pill is very expensive. So they said it's getting cheaper and cheaper every year. But you basically have to be like worse condition to get it, and they said that my liver is in really good condition, so I don't qualify for the medication through my insurance. But they said just keep checking back and keep following up and getting it checked out and taken care of. And they said even a small percentage of people their body cures herself. I actually, my ex-girlfriend, her body, she actually cured it herself. She actually beat it without any medication, nothing. It's cured herself. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. I'm like, you're like a superhero, like an X-Men or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's your superpower. You cured yourself. So that was something. So.
Yeah, the body and the immune system is an amazing thing. Yeah. I'm glad that worked out for her.
Yeah.
So another question, I got a follow-up question to the your follow-up visit. What did the doctor say specifically about getting treatment and substance use?
She said that if you are an avid user of drugs that you wouldn't qualify anyways. So I guess they would give you a drug test, you know, to make sure that you're not using drugs, and otherwise you're definitely don't qualify if you use drugs. So I'm actually currently trying to quit. I had 11 months clean, and I recently relapsed about 2 months ago, and so I need to get back on track. You know, I've been 2 months not sober. So
okay. And how does that make you feel though, knowing that one, they say that you can't access the cure because your liver isn't damaged enough, and that means that they're gonna wait until the disease destroys your liver,
yeah,
which the damage that's done to the liver is irreversible.
Yeah.
And on top of that, they're saying that you also can't get it, even when you reach that state, you still can't get the cure until you kick your habits.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could see both sides of the story, or both sides of the fence anyways, you know, because if you are using drugs, you say they spend all this money to get you the medication, you cure yourself, and then you go out and use a dirty needle and you get hepatitis C right over again. And I can understand where that would defeat the purpose of them even giving you the medication, you know. So I do understand that aspect, but also, to get the cure, I don't know, I understand why they would say that, but you know, it's just hard, you know, it's hard.
Right. No, I definitely understand, but I gotta ask you a question.
Sure.
Why are you on this van today?
To get clean needles.
You're on this van to get clean needles.
Correct.
So that shows that you are capable, despite your addiction, of making good decisions. You may not be able to get over your addiction just yet, but you are capable to make an informed decision about your health, right?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
So if you're able to make an informed decision about your health, and they said that they're worried about reinfection, what does that mean?
Well, that means that I'm taking care of myself. So therefore, you know, I don't share needles with no one. I use clean needles. So I mean, if I got the cure, I know I would stay clean because I use clean needles.
Exactly.
So
your chance of reinfection is low, right?
Exactly, yes.
So that whole little theory about, well, you're just going to go back out and reinfect yourself is nonsense.
Yes, I agree. I do agree. For me, yes.
Yeah, I mean, there you go. And, you know, you're not the first interview.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen many people get on and they have hepatitis C. They're denied for the same reason, but they get on this bus every single Friday getting clean needles for themselves and their community.
Yeah.
So it just says to me that this is a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah.
And hopefully that your interview will go a long way with helping others and removing these barriers.
I hope so, too. That would be awesome.
Well, Brandon, I definitely appreciate your time, and we're going to close it out.
All right.
And it was great talking to you.
Thank you, Dante. Thank you very much.
Thank you.